This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cock locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and she's live in Australia. Gwyneth, I was, when I first moved to the village here in Missouri about 12 years ago, my mom and dad met some of the locals, some of the seniors. And they indicated that they were interested in some new blood in the Lions Club. Well, I was a member in good standing of the Lions Club in our old village in Virginia. And I thought, well, I don't know. I've got a lot of things I've got to do, and well, maybe. So my mom said, well, listen, they're having a meeting. Just please, just go to this one meeting. They're asking that you just go to one meeting. So I went to the meeting. It was an evening meeting, and there were two new guys there. I was one of the two. And we were introduced to the group, and they had a special drawing, a prize drawing. And the prize was a free annual membership to the Lions Club. Wouldn't you know it? The guy who was with me, not with me, the new guy, won. He won a free annual membership. And then they had another drawing, and I won. So both of us won free annual memberships, and we were the only two guys that won. So I decided, okay, I guess they really were interested in some new blood, and so I said, okay. So I decided to teach this group a little bit about preparedness. And, you know, there was an open discussion part of the meeting where you could bring things up. And I would bring up preparedness for storms and things. Now, bear in mind, our village only has a farmer's cooperative, a general store, and a post office. Mm-hmm. That's it. And the other end of town, the extreme end of town, that would be downtown, what I just talked about, the three businesses. The other end of town is a gas station with four pumps. That's it. Well, I would talk about, for a couple of minutes, about preparedness and how, you know, we have this school building which is made out of brick. It has a 1,000-gallon propane tank. It has a gymnasium. It has a huge kitchen that could serve, you know, a couple hundred people. It has cooking utensils, stoves, refrigeration, you know, everything you possibly need. A large lagoon for sewage disposal. So it could be a really good building for an emergency should, you know, one
evacuation
of these...
Evacuation center.
Yeah. And we're in Tornado Alley, right? Right here in Missouri. Well, it's perfect because it's the strongest, best-built building we've got in the entire village. Well, I started talking about this, and this one gal, this one senior, would get annoyed with me, and she'd say, just limit him to 2 minutes. Just 2 minutes. That's all it can take. 2 minutes. Just 2 minutes of Fennelli. Finally, you know, I'm a slow learner, and I finally got the message that I'm in the wrong place. And so I left the Lions Club. The same gal, and, you know, I'm slow to give up, and there was this hospital that pulled out of our county. And it was a hospital that had a kitchen, hospital rooms. And so we've got this campus, magnificent campus, but no use for it. The county bought it for about $500,000. And it's just sitting there. So I decided that, you know, I could put that to use. All we have to do is get some volunteers like me. We'll teach the young people, anyone who wants to start a business, we'll build a business incubator in this hospital. And at the intersection of the, each hospital room would be a business. And we'd have secretarial support, internet development, all in this building. And we'd have lots of little startup businesses. And we'd have volunteers like, you know, those who knew a little bit about business would volunteer to get these businesses going. Well, I proposed this.
I'll bet they weren't interested.
Well, I said I will take a week and give you the plan of how to do this. And we'll do it with in-house people. No cost.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's going to volunteer. Yep. And I said it'll take me an hour to give the presentation because I know the board, it was the Industrial Development Authority board, you'll have a lot of questions, and it'll take me an hour to do this. I'd like to get on the schedule for an hour. They said, we'll give you 15 minutes. I said, it's going to take me a week to prepare this. They said, we'll give you 15 minutes.
They're not interested.
No deal. I said, no deal.
No.
And I walked out.
You know why? Because you haven't been there for 50 years.
That's exactly
right.
And
this is what, if anyone is going to move to a small rural community, they have to take account of this fact. They are often not interested in outsiders, and sometimes they're downright hostile to them. Even if you have bought real estate, you could buy 500 or 1,000 acres in a, you know, or just outside a small country town, okay, and you could be running several hundred head of cattle on that 1,000 acres of land, and you could be putting that through their local stockyards every year and generating such a huge amount of income, you know, and just about keeping the local abattoir open, then maybe you might be accepted as kind of a local in about 10 years. But I'll tell you what, if you don't have that sort of stuff, and if you don't have that sort of contribution to make, then it's going to be 50 years before your family is regarded as a part of the local community. And then even then, you're still going to be the outsiders.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably going to be your children's children who are really going to be regarded as locals.
Yeah.
And then
you
that's only because everybody has died off who remembered when you came.
You are absolutely, positively correct. And so we're starting to learn. We're slow learners, and we're learning that, you know, our assistance is not welcome. And here's, let me give you an example of how we're reacting to this. So I mentioned that there's this ditch on our road. We live on a dirt road, not gravel, one step below gravel, dirt. And there are these ditches that are 3-4 feet deep, literally. I mean, you can stand at the edge of this road and look down 3 or 4 feet, and you'll see ledge rock. I mean, that's where the ditch stops because the erosion can't erode through this rock ledge. Well, there was a vehicle that was overturned on our dirt road, and it was one of our neighbors. We haven't really met him. And we used our backhoe. We cut our neighbor's fence and pulled out the car, and it was upside down in the ditch. We pulled it out, and we had a great deal of difficulty getting cooperation from this guy to get his vehicle back to his property just a couple miles down our dirt road. I mean, he was supposed to get us the keys so we could tow it down the road, and we couldn't do it. So we cut the fence, we had to repair the neighbor's fence, and we pulled this guy's vehicle out of the ditch with our backhoe. So we used our time, our fuel, and we helped him, and he didn't even say thank you. Well, we went to bring the vehicle back to him, and we were met with hostility from his children. I mean, they were giving us the finger out the window. I mean, it was really kind of nasty.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided we're not going to help that guy anymore.
Yeah.
A couple of days ago, this was months ago that this happened. A couple of days ago, my wife and our son were driving the truck down our road, and they saw a vehicle, a different vehicle, in the ditch again. Same guy. going, I mean, within maybe 100 feet of where he did it the first time. He went off the ditch on the other side of the road. But this time the car was not upside down. It was right side up, but it was on the belly on a high spot, and he just, you know, the wheels couldn't touch the road, so he's stuck. And my son was like, just too bad. I hope he gets some help.
Well, this is what people don't get when they are the old timers in the community, that usually when somebody comes into a new community, okay, they're buying a farm, it's usually a rundown farm, okay, because normally it's a deceased estate, or, you know, there's the finances of the previous son have not been in a good state for a number of years. He hasn't had the time to maintain it. Maybe the farm's been empty for a while. Okay? These are the farms that tend to come up for sale in rural communities. Okay? And if somebody doesn't move on to that farm, I'll tell you who is going to move on to that farm. Okay? Homeless people are going to move on to that farm. And whereas if somebody has purchased the real estate, they're actually likely to look after the property. Okay? They're likely to do things like fix the fences so that the neighbor's sheep aren't running everywhere or cattle aren't running onto the road and such like. They're likely to look after the catchment systems so that there's not flooding, so that the water actually gets directed into pondages, okay? They're likely to actually do stuff and keep the place looking nice because they have invested in that land and in any houses that are on that land, they have invested in it, okay? They have actually paid for it. If they don't, then at some stage, a group of homeless people is going to move on to that farm. Okay? They're not going to look after the place. Why should they? They haven't paid for it. They could get kicked off at any time. Why should they invest in it? You know? And it's going to be, you know, I've been watching this film in this last week or so, and it's all about what life is like up in the Appalachian Mountains. Okay? People who live there would be able to back me up. There's families that have just moved up there like 50, 60, 70 years ago. I don't know if they've ever paid for their places or not. But you look at the places and they are in an absolutely disgusting state.
And I've been in the Appalachians.
Yes.
I've been in the Appalachian Mountains. I've seen what you're talking about. Gwyneth and I will be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Val, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. And if you'd like to contact Gwyneth, just go to USAPrepares.com, page number one. There's a link. There's also a link on the instructors tab, Gwyneth Isaacs. And it'll take you right to her Facebook page. Gwyneth, you know, I use the commercial time between segments of this broadcast to be productive. So during the break, I placed a telephone call to the president's office of the electric co-op, and I requested that they email me a copy of the petition documents to run for the board of directors. And I said, So it looks like Vinny's going to be back and on stage. You know, seriously, where else can you have that much fun? You know, and it's no cost. You can run for the board.
It's fun.
It really is. It really is fun. So you know, they might give me, I don't know. What, by the way, what would they say? What would they say if I'm on stage and I'm talking for 2 minutes and they go, Mr. Finelli, that's enough? And they go, but yeah, but I'm not done. I'm not done. I'd like to explain in like a little more detail why you raise the electric rates. Because I think the members need to know. So I'll just be a couple more
that's
minutes.
That's right, because they're a for-profit corporation. That's why. And they want to milk us dry. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, you know,
they have a monopoly in local area, and the people, most people are connected to the grid. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you actually a funny story that happened when we were in Geraldton in Western Australia. And at that time I was beginning to experiment with off-grid systems. And I bought a few solar panels, and I bought some deep cycle batteries, and I bought a small inverter, and I was beginning to experiment with, off-grid power supplies. And I got one of the switches installed that you put into your meter box where you can actually properly switch between your auxiliary power supply and the grid. And if you're going to do these sorts of experiments, you must have one of these switches installed in your meter box. It's a
transfer switch.
I think you'll find it's actually a code requirement, but it's a code requirement for a really, really good reason, because you don't want your off-grid system feeding back into the grid, okay? Mm-hmm. If there's a planned outage and there's linesmen working, you could end up killing one of those linesmen. Or if there's an unplanned outage and there's linesmen working and you still have electricity, then, you know, you could end up killing if you don't have one of these switches in the meter box. I'm sure you know the switch I'm talking about,
and your electrician
will definitely know.
We have one here at the farm, and it's called a transfer switch, and it's a break make. It's called before make switch, which means that we have two positions. And, for example, before the off-grid system, we would have the position normally in the on-grid position. And if we pull this lever, it's a big lever, it takes your whole hand to pull it down, it would disconnect the grid, and then it would connect the generator, and then you could fire up the generator. Okay, and you're absolutely right, because if what a lot of people do, which is crazy, is they will make an extension cord, a heavy extension cord with two male plugs in it. One plug they'll plug into their generator, the other plug they'll plug into an outlet in their house, and they'll fire up the generator.
That's really, really dangerous.
Right. For a lot of reasons. If the grid comes on, it can blow up the generator, destroy the generator. But the worst case is that powering that generator without disconnecting from the grid can do exactly what you're talking about. It can take 220 volts from the generator, power your electrical house outlets, and then go outward toward the transformers, and then increase the voltage from 220 to much, much higher voltage and electrocute the linemen trying to fix the lines, because they're not expecting that those lines be powered up. And a lot of times they're working in the snow, they're working in the rain, they're working in terrible conditions, and it's unacceptable to do that.
They're not going to have their Faraday suits on because they don't expect their lives to be live.
Warning, texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR A8 to 350-350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR A8 to 350-350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR 88 to 350-350. That's CLEAR 88 to 350-350.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP?
We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. You know, Gwyneth, I was thinking about what other radio broadcasts talk about. And they talk about things in the news, and they give their take on things in the news. Sometimes we do that, but what we talk about is more toward things that have happened to us, things that we see, and we explain how our experiences have formed our opinions and the way we think, the way we see things. And I think we are way different from most broadcasts.
Yep.
Vladimir
Putin. I would tend to agree.
Vladimir Putin recommended to his top staff that they watch a broadcast television series called House of Cards. And, it's about the White House and Congress and how all of these Washingtonian types are really in it for themselves. Their own personal gain, their own personal power, their own personal pleasure, their own personal financial rewards. And I agree with him. Vladimir Putin has been reported to call this a documentary. Supposedly, it's fiction, but I think it's a documentary with the names being changed to protect the guilty.
Yep.
Well, there's another one that's on Netflix, another series called Scandal. And it's about this incestuous house, the White House. It is absolutely filthy, disgusting. All of the nonsense that goes on, all the lies, the deceptions, the transgressions, the double-crossing, the crossing, the triple-crossing, the quadruple-crossing, the homosexuality. Now, it's not ultimately graphic. However, the insinuation, innuendo is all there about how disgusting these people in Washington allegedly are in this fictional series. However, I think, again, it's another documentary. And I recommend for those with the stomach to watch this tripe to see how our nation's capital might be operating. And in that line of thinking, I have come to realize something. And I'd like to share this with you and get your thoughts. And it's about the police, the blue glue. When we were in school, obviously, we went to different schools. We're in different continents. When we went to school, there might have been one or two problem children in a class. And that class could be elementary school. It could be high school. It could even be college. However, if there were one or two bad people, we'll call them, in the class, good would ultimately triumph, and the bad would be drummed down or drummed out. We would win. However, if there were the majority of bad people, the good people would be driven out. Just like bad money drives out good money. Bad Federal Reserve notes drive out gold and silver. Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what my experience of the public training camps was almost all the way through school, and that was the latter scenario. I went to high school in Rotorua in New Zealand, and Rotorua is a funny old place. Because actually there's a lot of elite blue blood, meaning, the ruling class of the world, the powers that be type, actually own real estate around Rotorua because it's a resort town. It's a star town. And there's a long history. Teddy Roosevelt and Eleanor Roosevelt actually went to Rotorua for a holiday once. Prince Albert went to Rotorua for a holiday once. And this was back in the day when it wasn't so easy to just travel. And you look at the list of famous people. Jurassic Park. The first Jurassic Park movie was filmed just outside of Rotorua. The Hobbit movie was filmed just outside of Rotorua. You know, and you think this is this little place. But anyway, what that meant, I was I've always had an IQ of about 120, and I remember when I was about 11 or 12, there was a test put in front of me. I did the test, and the result of that test, they looked at the test, and they said, right, okay, you are in the upper stream. They had streaming. The children with high IQs got put into one class. The children with medium IQs got put into another class, and the children with low IQs got put into a third class. Okay, I didn't care at that time. All that I was doing was being that greyhound with a rabbit. I saw a test. I was from a family of British blue bloods. I sat the test and I got the IQ of 120, apparently. I got put in the highest stream class with all these elite children. And what a bunch of psychopaths they were. They absolutely were. This was not a private school. This was a state school. High school, and yet, what a bunch of psychopaths they were. I thought, oh good, I'm going to get put in with the intelligent children. I'll be able to actually concentrate on learning here. Yeah, in my dreams maybe. And the end result of that was, these children were a bunch of psychopaths. Their parents ran the town, okay? And they really were. They thought they were eating a bit. And do you know something? Although my dad was and my mum were both genetically British blue bloods, they lived in the working class end of town. Okay? My dad was a master engineer, and his uncle had been the chief engineer of Western Australia, you know, and there were other family members who were high up in the educational system in Western Australia, and you know, apparently there was at least one magistrate in the family, okay, and I traced that up and I think I know who it is. But you know something? They were a bunch of psychopaths. They really were. And these children were like 13 and 14 years old when I first met them. And even at that age, they were off this planet with their psychopathic, sociopathic mindset that they were going to run the show and nobody else mattered. And I always had a very different outlook on the world, which was that I'm going to grow up. I don't know what I'm going to do yet at that age, but I'm going to do something to benefit humanity. That was always my mindset. And at that time, I didn't know if I was going to save the whales or if I was going to help to shut down the world's nuclear plants or whatever. But I knew that I was going to do something beneficial to the whole planet. And that was my mindset. I knew that I was smart and that I was going to do something that was just going to do good. That was my... But the rest of these guys... No way. You know something? I don't know what's happened to any of those other kids. I haven't kept track of their lives. But I'll bet your bottom dollar that they've become the politicians and the police chiefs and the board members and the company directors, yada, yada, yada. I'll bet you they have.
Mm-hmm. I think you're on track. I think that's right. I want to talk about, you know, going a little deeper in this discussion about the bad guys in class. Now, I've heard from so many people. There's so many good cops. There's so many good cops.
Well, I've heard things like
90% of them are good. I've heard numbers 95% are good. Yeah, there are a few bad apples. Here's where I'm going with this. I don't believe it.
No.
I don't believe it. I believe that most are bad. And here's why. If most were good, the good ones would drum out the bad ones, just like in class.
Of course they would. Like in, yeah.
Okay? And I believe that there's something that I learned, and that is, what do the police fear the most? What is the one thing that cops fear more than anything else? Gwyneth, what are your thoughts?
Well, they're claustrophobic. They don't want to go inside.
Right. Right.
They do not want, as it came up in that movie, Need for Speed, Michael Keaton said as one of his lines in that movie, well, it looks as though Toby Marshall, hang on a minute, that's my little, it looks as though one of the characters in the movie was called Toby Marshall, and he says, well, it looks as though Toby Marshall is going for three hots and a cot.
Yeah.
They do not want to go for three hots and a cot because they'll be killed.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly
quite
right.
Honest, they won't walk out of there alive.
My conclusion is that the police are individually afraid of having done to them what they help getting done to others, meaning go to prison, go to jail.
Yeah.
That is their number one fear, in my opinion. And because of that, if you extrapolate this out, that is the reason for the blue glue. They are so afraid of going to prison, and they all have guns to each other's heads because they all know that each other is dirty. And they know that some of the dirt that will send their peers to prison. So they each have a gun to the other's heads. They're afraid of going to prison. So they will fabricate, cover up, and lie for each other. That's the glue. That is why I believe the glue exists. Because they're afraid of going to prison. And if there were more good than bad cops, the good cops would drive the bad cops out. But I don't think that's the case.
Absolutely not.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffer from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Any anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs with us, and if you'd like to contact her, just go to usapreparers.com, page one. Or you can go to the instructors tab at usapreparers.com, and you'll find Gwyneth Isaacs there, and you can click on the link. It'll take you right to her Facebook page. Gwyneth, headline news, moneyish.com, M-O-N-E-Y-I-S-H.com. One in four Americans have no savings. 24% don't even have a single dollar saved for an emergency.
Wow.
That's
incredible. And you know something, well, I'll bet they don't have their own real estate either.
Mm-hmm. It's worse
than
that.
That's a very precarious situation to be in your life. If you've got family, you don't have any savings, and you don't own your own real estate freehold, okay,
mm-hmm.
Outside of a homeowners association area, then you're in a precarious spot. You really are.
It's worse than that. It's worse than that because the survey released in January by Bankrate, B-A-N-K-R-A-T-E, found that, and I'm just reading this article, that nearly 60% of Americans wouldn't have enough savings to pay for a $500 expense if it came up unexpectedly. Now, that's 60%, 6 out of 10.
Wow.
And yet, I was talking to one of our sons, and he was telling me a story of this family, and they're trying to figure out how they can go to Disney. And I said, you know, sounds like it's a lot of money, first to get there, plus the very high cost of everything that you buy. Does it make any sense? Well, you know, they're trying to do something nice for the children. Really? Savings for the future would be doing something nice for the children. Making sure that the future was intact would be nice. These fleeting moments of vacations, I don't get it. And then the article goes on to say something absolutely, I've heard this so many times, but I don't understand it. millions of us, now that would not be me, millions of us hide money from our spouses and partners. Really. So, and I'm hearing stories that husbands and wives get, you know, they get married. She has her account. He has his account. He does what he wants with his money. She does what she wants with her money. But they are free to do whatever they want because it's their money. It makes no sense at all to me because they've joined this union to forge forward to,
to do it as... You've got to work as a unit. In my work all the time, I get people coming to me. Love and relationships is the bread and butter of my business, doing psychic readings. By the way, if anyone wants a psychic reading with me, go to asktheanswer.com and do a search for me, okay? I'm online with them for about 2 hours a day. You'll see my schedule of when I'm booked. You'll find that it's, our time, 10 a.m. to midday, Australian Eastern Standard Time, for 5 days a week, okay? But that's the bread and butter of what I do, is helping people with their love and relationships issues. And do you know something? When you have people setting up different accounts, that is so that there can be a back door out of the relationship. Sometimes that's necessary. If the relationship's going south, I would absolutely advise, especially the woman, to begin to set up account so that she can go somewhere else if she has to, especially if there's violence involved, especially if there's drugs involved in the relationship. With a regular relationship that's going well, you're absolutely better to work together like two horses in harness. And if you're not, then you might wake up one morning and find that you don't have a marriage left.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just how it is.
I agree.
Yeah.
And
that's the end of the show, isn't it?
I'll tell you what, I love...
any of what I was going to talk about, but maybe
Not one bit. Not one bit. Let's do that next week. Gwyneth, I love broadcasting with you. It is absolutely delightful. And you and I are on exactly the same page. Exactly.
Yes. Thanks, we have a great week, won't you?
You too.
Okay.
See you next...
Bye-bye.
See you Tuesday. All right, bye-bye. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can.
I'll see you tomorrow, and that's Norm Shealy.
Minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out?
Thank you so much. I'll see you tomorrow.
Energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.